And now for the latest in local and statewide headlines from the Wild 102 News Desk.
The Roseau School Board meets in a work session this evening as they continue discussion of a proposed building or renovation project. The Moose River Dike Trail opened for off-highway vehicles in mid-July as part of a two-year pilot project by the Minnesota DNR.
The idea is to see if the dike can be used within reasonable speed limits and staying on the dike surface itself. All of that will be evaluated at the end of 2 years, and whether that becomes a permanent feature of the area or whether it's just done for the pilot and is not followed through for a permanent capability of riding on it is yet to be determined by the pilot.
John Williams at the DNR's Northwest Regional Office in Bemidji. That trail had been open for highway vehicles from mid-July to mid-September for a number of years. The North Country Food Bank of Crookston has signed an agreement to buy a $2.5 million, 35,000-square-foot building in East Grand Forks to replace its smaller and outdated facility in Crookston. The food bank, which serves food shelves in Roseau and Warroad, had originally planned to build a new $6 million facility in Crookston. Roseau County has pledged money toward that food bank effort. Wojo's Rodeo is Friday and Saturday at Lake Bronson as part of Bronson Fest. A report from the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families says Minnesota's Medicaid coverage has improved health outcomes for mothers and babies.
States that expanded Medicaid, like Minnesota, saw a 50% greater reduction in infant mortality compared to those states that have yet to take up the expansion. So this is just another demonstration of how effective expanding Medicaid has been.
Stephanie Hoganson is with Children's Defense Fund, Minnesota. LifeCare Medical Center hosts a women's self-defense class Thursday evening from 5 until 7 at the Roseau City Center. That class is free. It's open to ages 13 and older. Call Paula Headland to register, 463-4301. The new market facilitation program announced last week will have varying payment rates in neighboring counties. The payments are based on USDA's estimates of economic damage due to ongoing trade wars. Minnesota county rates for non-specialty crops include $43 in Roseau and Marshall counties, $42 in Kitson County, and $46 per acre in Lake of the Woods County. U.S. public schools recently adopted the Every Student Succeeds Act, and the personal finance website Wallet Hub has released a report on the best and worst state school systems in the United States. Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Connecticut were the top three. Louisiana, Arizona, and Mississippi were the bottom three. Minnesota was sixth on that list. Memorial services for Karen Johnston of Bemidji and formerly of Warroad are Thursday afternoon at 3 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Warroad. Visitation is an hour prior. Karen Johnston was 75. Minnesota lawmakers have agreed on a plan to get emergency insulin to people who need it, but not on how to pay for it. A bipartisan working group began meeting after a bill to provide that insulin to diabetics failed to pass during the legislative session. A Minnesota man will serve more than 3 years in prison for faking his own death 8 years ago in Eastern Europe to collect a $2 million life insurance policy. He's 55-year-old Igor Vorotinov, formerly of Maple Grove. Authorities allege that Vorotinov, back in 2011, arranged for a corpse to be dressed in his clothes and have his identification planted on the body before placing it along a road in the former Soviet Republic of Moldova. An insurance company sent his ex-wife a $2 million check in 2012. The scheme also included a 2011 funeral service at a Minneapolis cemetery where an urn was placed in a niche. Tests later determined the remains were not Vorotinov's. It's not clear whose they were. That's Wild 102 News. And I'm Jack Swanson.